This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message titled, Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. In this message, Billy Brim clearly shows us that the glory is not a side issue. The law of first mention ties the glory to copiousness, splendor, wealth, and honor. Listen as Sister Billy teaches on how we can enter into His glory and rest today.
Sometimes there's a stronger anointing, and that must come forth. And one must give, and one must give. And I expect that corporate anointing. And believe in God for it, because we must have everything that He says to us, the hour's late. Father, thank You for the prayers that have been prayed for me. And I believe them and receive them in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated, please. Oh, my. What a meeting this is. As I was praying and preparing today, don't go too far, David. Bless the Lord. As I was praying and preparing today, the Lord was speaking to me about this meeting. And tonight, the way I would put what I would share with you, what I would be led to give first, is actually how the revelation of the glory came to me. I wasn't so smart to figure it out. It came in visions, and it came by God over more than 20 years. And more than 20 years ago it began. But at the instruction of the Lord tonight, and this is what He said to me, I'm going to put the cart before the horse. There is something in a cart that God wants you to see tonight. And I have to put it before the horse, because if I get to the horse is going to have a runaway. And we would never get to this cart. So, at the instruction of the Lord, here is the cart that He wants me to share with some goodies in it. Now, this meeting that we are in, in 1987, the Lord Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin just before camp meeting, and He told him that we, the church, must go to a place now we've never been. And that's when He said some things about clapping, and people didn't understand them, and we won't deal with that right now. But we'll get back to what Jesus said to him. He said, concerning our meetings. Meetings are wonderful, magnifical, and they are with God, especially called meetings. And He spoke to him about our meetings. And He said that our meetings, we must seek God and get God's plan and purpose for the meeting. He said there are different meetings, but He said your trouble is that you try to put every kind of a meeting into one meeting. An evangelical meeting, a revival meeting, a prayer meeting, a believers meeting, whatever. And the Lord spent a lot of time showing Brother Hagin, face to face, Jesus talking to him. Tell the people to seek me about my plan for the meeting. Now the Lord has spoken to us about this meeting. So we must make it in our hearts. Number one, we must put up there, what is God's plan? What is God's purpose for this meeting He called? So I'm instructed of the Lord to have Brother Copeland to come and share how he first heard about this meeting. As I understand it, you were driving when the Lord spoke to you not to have what you normally had. Did He give it to you first, Gloria? I'm not sure what came first, but I want you and Gloria to come and say what the Lord said to you specifically gave it the name, gave it the time, and set the time of it. I want you to just tell that as I've heard in little bits and pieces. Hallelujah. So we'll have this before us.
Praise the Lord. When Brother Leroy was here in February, a lot of you were in the meetings. How many were here? And in that meeting, it came to me to have a meeting like that for 30 days. And call it 30 Days of Glory. So one day at lunch, Ken didn't get in that meeting. He was not here. He was in flight school. And one day at lunch, I approached Brother Leroy with having a meeting for 30 days. And he said, well, he would pray about it, you know, but he entertained the thought and he considered it and so on. And then at that time, we were having the motorcycle rally. Remember that? And
at this time.
Yeah, and I looked on the calendar. When could we have a meeting for 30 days? I mean, that is a miracle in itself that we could do that for 30 days. And the only month I saw was September, and I thought, but we've got the motorcycle rally right in the middle of it, and that those two things just wouldn't go together. So I just kept looking and praying about it, put it on the shelf. Then one day, coming out here, what did the Lord tell you?
I was headed out here to the TV broadcast, and Ed Cole was taping with me that day. And so I had that on my mind, and I'd been praying over that in the Spirit for all morning. Just as I drove in the gate out here, the voice of the Lord came to me. And the thing that was so impressive about it, it's what I hear when I'm ministering and when the prophet's anointing comes. It's the highest manifestation of that I've ever experienced. And that just doesn't happen just all the time, and it certainly doesn't happen on the street very often. But that's the way it came. And I turned in there, and the Lord said, don't have the 1998 motorcycle rally. That's all he said. And I just said out loud, okay. And I drove in, and I immediately picked up the telephone, called, and I said, we don't want to have the 98 rally. And we were already in plan for the thing. I'd already started working on it. So I said, Lord, I don't know why you did that, but that's fine. Well, later on, the more Gloria talked about 30 days of glory, the more I started praying about that in the Spirit. Just take it up and pray about it in tongues. Just pray about the thing a little while in the Holy Ghost. Man, the more that began to come. And then so I went back to all of my notes on the glory and started at the very beginning and came up through all of my notes and everything on the glory. And I began to see that God wanted a revelation of His glory to come to the entire body of Christ, because the earth is filling up with His glory. And we're at a place now where we're moving on out into a deeper area of it. It was like we've been walking around in it about knee deep, you know, and now it's time to go on out loin deep, and it's time to go on out neck deep, and then start swimming in it. Praise God. And so I began to realize that. And then the Lord reminded me of something. Gloria and I used to talk about this a lot. We talked about it, and we made some small endeavors to get it done, but it wasn't the anointing never was there to do it, so we didn't do it. But we would talk about it. We'd say, what would happen if we got on the radio somewhere in some local area, or if we bought time on a television station or something? I'm talking about 20 years ago or so. What if we just go into an area and just preach on one subject for 30 days, day and night, and just see what God did? We used to talk about that and talk about that. Well, we finally wound up on television, you know, 6 out of 7 days a week. Pretty close, but still it wasn't the concentration of the presence and the anointing of God like this has been. Now then, as we got into this, I began to see where God was taking things that had been put into our lives over the last 30 plus years and he's tying all those revelations,
yes,
loose ends,
yes,
tying all things together.
Yes.
Because I've seen this about four different ways. I believe the best way to express it is this. Everything else is done. All of the restoring of revelation that was already revealed to the body of Christ from the day of Pentecost, but over a period of time through tradition was stolen from her. See, all of this has been restoration ever since about 300 A.D. All this has been restoration because those folks knew the Holy Ghost.
Right.
They knew the baptism of the Holy Ghost. They knew how to walk by faith. They wrote all these things and all that thing. But then the devil stole all that, so it had to be restored first.
Yes.
Now, all of those things have been restored. We're not walking in them in 100% fully, but they're restored to the body of Christ. It's not a strange mystery anymore about the things of the Holy Ghost. Those things have been restored. Now it's time for God to restore things that even, the word's not restore. It's now that restoration has been completed. Now it's time to go on and finish the job.
Yes.
Huh? The fullness of it,
fullness.
Yeah. Fullness
oh,
of it. Walk in fullness. You can't do that without the glory.
No. Oh, Jesus.
Now we're going to walk in things. We know what they are. But we're out of restoration over into beyond what you can ask or think. Going on out into areas that no other generation's ever walked in, no other human being's ever seen.
That's true.
And in the glory.
In the everything.
Yes. In the, what Billy was talking about earlier, I kept hearing the Lord say, cornerposts. Cornerposts in the heavenlies. Cornerposts in the spirit being set. Once your cornerposts are set, then all your other posts come in line, they're straight, your boundaries are set. I hadn't got that about the canopy yet, but I saw it in the Spirit. But things like that have to be built. They don't just kind of happen. They're built in the Spirit by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Don't you know the Bible says we're living stones? Well, the stones have to be put together to build a house.
Oh, Jesus.
And so that we are up so close. We have come up to.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you heard a portion of Sister Brim's message titled Glory, Heavy with Everything Good. To order this message in its entirety, please call our toll-free product order line at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. The cost is only $10 plus shipping. For information about Billy Brim Ministries and Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, you may call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877 or write to Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.